USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is holding a briefing. Vice President Mike Pence is expressing sympathy for families who have lost loved ones during the ongoing outbreak.
As we reported today, we have now more than 2,500,000 Americans that have contracted the coronavirus. And sadly, we've lost more than 126,000 of our countrymen to this disease. And I know I speak for the President and for every American when we express our sympathies and our deepest condolences to all the families who have lost loved ones.
The Minneapolis City Council voted 12-0 to advance a plan that disbands the police. The city's police department will be replaced with a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention that takes a holistic, public health-oriented approach to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
An economic report from the government shows a better-than-expected rise in consumer spending. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
American consumers increasing their spending last month by a record 8.2%, partly erasing record plungers in the previous 2 months of 6.6% in March after a whopping 12.6% decline in consumer spending in April. That's when the viral pandemic started shuttering businesses, forcing millions of layoffs and sending the economy into a recession.
Texas-based American Airlines will remove its cap on flights and start selling to capacity starting July 1st. The airline will notify passengers if a flight is full and give them a chance to switch to a less crowded flight. The program is free through September 30th. The airline had put a cap on its flights to have social distancing because of the coronavirus pandemic. The airline has not announced when they will begin serving alcohol again. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the Coronavirus Task Force holding a briefing on Friday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a lot of the hotspots where we're seeing more cases of coronavirus pop up are in really small designated areas.
The hotspots are in 3% of American counties. About 110 counties right now are the ones that we're focused on. We can get back to work, back to school, back to worship, and importantly, back to health care if we act responsibly as individuals, if we keep in mind what are our individual vulnerabilities. You know, most of the fatalities and severe cases are in individuals who are 80 years or older or 65 years of age and older with three comorbidities, such as diabetes, obesity, renal failure, lung disease, these are the people that have to be really protected, ring-fenced, protected.
As far as if the administration is farming out the coronavirus response, Azar says,
no, not at all, but it's always a locally led, state-supervised, federally supported process of responding. And you've heard the president, the vice president, myself. We've got Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Redfield. In fact, the four doctors just spent 7 hours testifying before Congress this week. So we're out there. We're keeping the information flowing to the American people, and we're supporting our county and state leaders to deal with this with transparent information and giving them the support that they need.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.